you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We have plenty of NBA basketball talk coming up on the show today. But for this particular segment, I want to focus on the local sports front. Last week, we had Athletic Director Ted Bianco at Carbon High School on the show, and he talked about a couple of coaching changes. You heard a little bit about that during that last commercial break. Brock Fawcett will be the new wrestling coach, taking over for interim coach Josh Huntsman. And we actually have Brock Fawcett joining us over the phone right now to talk about this recent news of becoming the new wrestling coach. First off, Coach Fawcett, great to get you on today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, we talked to Coach Ted Bianco last week, and he went over all the logistics as far as the wrestling program goes. Boy, it's been a crazy year, to say the least, with Coach Steve Woodhouse, you know, having to leave midseason, and then Coach Huntsman taking over in the interim role. But now they finally have a head coach, and after a little while, you're back at the helm. You're back as a coach, as a head coach.
Yeah, things kind of fell into place, and I'm happy to be of help to the boys here locally and get things going again. So we've got big expectations and big plans.
You were an assistant for 1 year under Coach Steve Woodhouse, correct?
Yeah, I helped Steve out as well as then Josh, you know, when Steve left, because Steve did leave mid-season. So I did assist Steve when I could make it with my busy work schedule, but I was there more often when he left, knowing the need that was needed there when Josh took over.
Yeah, it's such an interesting situation. It's something that doesn't happen too often. I mean, midseason, you see a coach leave, and under the circumstances, of course, of Coach Woodhouse having to leave the area for work. For you, how difficult was that to kind of pick up the pieces midseason? I know every coach has different philosophies in some regard.
Yeah, great question. You know, Steve had a good philosophy on a lot of things. Of course, his conditioning was top notch with the boys, so we had a lot of the same philosophies and agreements there. He drilled a little differently than I did, but the kids knew how to work hard and practice, and so the transition of Kyle and Paul and I kind of taking over the drilling, and of course of Coach Huntsman there as well, wasn't a huge deal. I think I had a little bit different philosophy on just kind of the flow of practice, which I like to think benefited the kids towards the end of the season. But I think it was harder on the kids than myself, because it was actually very therapeutical for me from being out of coaching, getting back into it, and only having to focus on practice, day-to-day practice, and not the administration part of it, which Josh filled in very, very nicely. It was great to have him do that. So, you know, I think the kids probably, you know, kind of had a little bit of question about what to do, but I hope that they had a good experience. I know, I sure did. And I know a lot of those who are returning, seem to have had a great, experience. I've talked to a lot of parents, and I think we are really, headed in the right direction with things. It's just a matter of getting the numbers out that we really do need to be competitive. We still be competitive, but to be truly competitive in our region, we're going to need some more boys out. And that's going to be the tough part, I think, with me being out of the school. In fact, we don't have currently a coach in the school right now. Both Kyle and Paul and myself all have other jobs outside of the school district. So we're going to be trying to visit the kids as much as we can in the school and getting kids out, as well as selling the benefits of wrestling. Not only as something that can help them participate and be active in their school years, but also help them later on in life and learning important lessons about dedication and hard work and things that the great sport of wrestling does for kids.
Well, it is an interesting spot, because, I mean, it wasn't that long ago that the Carbon Wrestling program was in a complete rebuild mode, and I thought that Coach Woodhouse did a terrific job of taking Carbon up a notch from where they were at. Now you kind of have something to build off of. As far as the state of the wrestling program, give me your take on it. How would you assess that?
That's a good, wisely said. You know, Steve did bring in some good work ethic and grabbed some boys that had experience and kept them interested, which was huge because we have such a great junior high program. It's just a matter of keeping them active after they leave junior high, both to help run the Mount Harmon programs. The state of it right now is good, and we only lost a handful of seniors, not even five actually. We lost three seniors last year. Some of them unfortunately left mid-season. So we didn't lose a lot of leadership per se because of only those three. Although we did lose some great kids. I don't want to sell them short. Of course, those kids that placed and still their families active in the sport. But we have a lot of young kids that play in state that are coming back, returning. I just returned back from a camp that I took some boys to. Unfortunately, not as many as I would have liked to. But under the circumstances of me getting the job mid-summer here, like it's been, as well as the busy schedules of summers and other sporting programs. So, and we did well. We took nine kids to a camp down in Salina where we competed against 20 schools. Actually, we were the 20th, 19 other schools. We wrestled 21 duels in a matter of 3 days, which is crazy. I mean, the kids were really, really wrestling hard this early in the season, which was good because it lets them know, sends the messages of just where they need to go to improve. As well as kind of gives me a status of where we need to work on certain things, both knowledge-wise as well as conditioning and body positioning and things like that. So we're good. We are going to be worries me a little bit about numbers, of course, because I'm not there recruiting. You know, when I was teaching, it was easy because I saw just about every boy in the junior high and subsequently then saw them in the high school later on. And they knew me. They saw me in the hallways. I built relationships with them, and I could easily call on them if we needed them, or if I saw talent. This year, you know, it's going to be difficult because we're not there, but we're going to do our best, and I'm going to get eyes in the school and talking, of course, to Coach Huntsman consistently to see if he can continue to recruit for me as well as other individuals in the school. And I've really called on those boys that went to the camp to help out here, and they are born leaders. I mean, they're good kids that have good reputations, and they're going to help me out as well. And so, I think that's going to be the hardest part is just making sure we get the numbers out, and boys can experience what wrestling truly is, which is a good opportunity for them to improve both physically, mentally, and even academically, because it teaches them the hard work and ethics of work and what it can do for you later on and in school and other things. So yeah, great question. I think we're going to do well. We're not going to definitely we're going to shock some people. I honestly believe that. We already did at the camp. There's been this aura about our program not being as it used to be, and you know, there's some truth to that, but there's also some real opportunities that, of course, Steve and other coaches and boys specifically have proven to help out. So, good things to come. That's I'm going to be positive about it, and I know the boys are too, and so we're going to go with that.
It definitely sounds like there's a lot to look forward to as far as the wrestling program goes. Again, our guest right now is Coach Brock Fawcett, new head coach of the Carbon Wrestling Team. Coach, you talked about all those years that you did coach. You were an assistant at Carbon High, and you also were the head coach at Mont Harmon. What was it that really got you excited to get back involved with wrestling at the high school level and take over as the head coach when the opportunity became about?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Jordan. I'm a little, apprehensive about coaching in the sense that I'm not there as a teacher anymore, and I kind of explained why that's the case because I'm not in the school able to keep up on boys as well as recruiting. But at the same time, I mentioned last year helping Steve was a little bit of a saving grace, so to speak, because it did get me back in the sport. And one of the reasons I was so adamant about getting back when Steve asked is I'm I've got three boys of my own that are coming up through the ranks. I've got a sophomore wrestler right now who wrestled all through junior high, and I wasn't as much of a participant in his coaching life then, and it kind of something I wanted to be more of, just didn't have the time. And so now that my work schedule's ironed out that I have the time, I invested. I've got boys that want to wrestle and program, and of course I fell in love with those boys that are coming up and their attitudes and their personalities, and I've known them since they were little when I helped coach in the youth programs, and to see them continue to blossom is something that really gave me great pride of, and I wanted to be more a part of it. And it's such a great sport to be involved in, and I was away from it for too long, and so to get back into it, although it's been stressful, I won't deny that, it is worth it when we're out on the mat and I see boys doing things that they have learned and that they know they can do because they've put the time in and practice, and they get results. So to answer your question, it was my boy actually who helped encourage me because I wanted to be more a part of his life in the sport. But of course those boys that I've seen and become getting to know really wanted me to come back this year to continue to help out.
Well, I'm definitely glad you're back, Coach. I'm really looking forward to this season. It is great to talk to you again. I know you're a busy guy, so I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to join me on the air and talk a little bit about what lies ahead for the Carbon Wrestling Program.
Yeah, we're excited. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about the sport and talk about our team. You know, we've got a tough region ahead of us. We've got some programs similar circumstances, which are coming up and coming, and so there'll be some good competitions, and we do match up really well with a lot of our region teams, so the competition there is going to be very, very entertaining when you watch us, and we're looking forward to trying some new things and experiencing some more improvement based on what we would do last year. I was tickled at the camp that I saw a lot of boys doing some of the things that I was taught, as well as that I drilled and us coaches drilled heavily last year, and they're right back doing it, so there's not going to be a lot of having to go back with those boys, and we can really focus on individual boys a lot more, finding out what works for them, which is something that I'm really anxious to see, because with wrestling, it's unlike any sport where sometimes you have to find, well, a lot of the times, wrestlers excel at doing things that specifically work for them because of their body type and their positioning as well as their abilities. There's no one-size-fits-all style for wrestling, and so that's where it gets fun, is where you can find out what boy does this better than this, and you really progress with that, and you see a good eclectic team of different things, and that's what I'm most excited about, is to help everybody find what works for them and then pursue it and make it something that they stand out with.
Coach, definitely great to talk with you. Thank you very much, and hopefully we'll talk again real soon.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Jordan.
That's Coach Brock Fawcett again of the Carbon Dino Wrestling Program talking about the new era that will officially begin in 2016-2017. We've got to pause for just a moment. We do have plenty more coming up here on Drive Time Sports when we come back, and we're going to focus on NBA basketball for the remainder of the show. It's all coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.